This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas freed 12 more hostages, and Israel released 30 Palestinian prisoners on Tuesday, the fifth day of an extended six-day truce between the militant Palestinian group and Israel in the Gaza war. The UN Palestinian Refugee Agency said it had scaled up its aid delivery in the northern part of Gaza during the humanitarian pause. The humanitarian situation remains catastrophic and requires predictable, continuous aid to alleviate the unbearable suffering of people in Gaza, said the UNRWA. A video released by the agency on Tuesday showed staff working with aid trucks loaded with humanitarian supplies, including food, medicines, and fuel, meant to be delivered to Gaza and North governance on the fifth day of an extended six-day truce in the Gaza war. Ukraine seems to be struggling to bolster its army as the war against Russian invaders drags towards the two-year mark, meaning little reprieve for some of those already in service. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
When Antonina Danilovich's husband, Oleksandr, enlisted in the Ukrainian army in March 2022, he lined up at the draft office alongside swathes of patriotic countrymen. She says those crowds are now non-existent. Danilovich and 25,000 others signed a petition to President Volodymyr Zelensky this autumn. They say military service cannot remain open-ended and insist troops be given a clear timeline for when they'll be discharged. The campaign has included two small protests in Kiev's main square in recent weeks, despite martial law prohibiting public demonstrations since the start of the war.
That's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.